Out of Her Mind by T.R. Reagan, performed by Jenica Damon. The moment she spotted the little girl, her blood pumped faster through her veins. Even from a distance, she could see similarities to Molly. Fair-skinned with a small, upturned nose, the blonde curls framing the girl's face reflected the last bit of daylight as the sun began its descent. Judging by height, she guessed the child to be 9 or 10. She was perfect, and she was alone. Glancing in the rearview mirror, she turned the key in the ignition and merged onto the street. It was 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, summertime, dinner time for many. People might be surprised to know how many kids played alone at the park after school and on weekends. Never in a million years would she have dared let Molly play anywhere other than within the safety of their backyard. Even then, she always made sure to keep a vigilant eye on the child. Kids disappeared all the time in front of their homes, at bus stops, and right off noisy streets bustling with people. It didn't matter how many times it happened. Most people didn't take in their surroundings and pay attention. She'd done her homework, and there were reportedly 115 stranger abduction cases in the United States every year. Most victims were never found. People tended to be complacent. They let kids walk alone to and from school without batting an eye. The notion boggled the mind. 2 blocks ahead, she pulled to the curb, the tire rubbing against the concrete before she stopped and turned off the engine. She'd rehearsed so often that it took little thought to get her plan rolling. In 2 seconds, she'd slipped her left arm, already covered in a fake plaster cast, into the sling hanging from her neck. She grabbed the syringe from the middle console, then climbed out and walked with an exaggerated limp to the back of her SUV, where she opened the compartment. Before setting out for the day, she had folded the rear seats to give herself plenty of room for crutches, just in case the sling didn't work, boxes, and little girls. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw the girl watching her. Perfect. She used her right arm to reach for a couple of boxes and pretended to accidentally drop them, setting her plan in motion, just as someone called out the name Chrissy. Frozen in place, she prayed the little girl wasn't Chrissy. The second time, the woman who was quickly approaching called the girl's name, the child stepped out of the shadow of the trees. "I'm over here, Mom." Motionless, she released a long sigh. "What are you doing?" the mother asked the girl, her voice shrill. "You gave me and your father a scare. You said I could go to the park," the girl answered. "I told you to be back in 45 minutes. It's been an hour and a half since you left the house." Chrissy's head bowed. "Sorry." "Tell that to your father. He's on his way to Beth's house to see if you went there without asking permission. Come on," the mother said with a huff. "We'll call him in the car." "I need to help that lady first." The girl left her mom's side and came running over to help. She picked up both boxes and handed them over one at a time. A sparkle in the girl's pretty blue eyes caused a lump to catch in her throat. "Thank you." Chrissy's smile revealed a row of small, flawless teeth before she ran back to her mother.